welcome back. Hour number two on Tuesday night. We're going to do another AI update because there is a major news event in the AI world. Elon Musk has released not Grok 5, but Grok 4.1. And they don't use the points much anymore. But in this case, apparently, the 4.1 has a significant addition to its normal inventory. And we're going to find out. I'm going to learn myself. I just got this. This is just out 3 hours ago, one of them 2 hours ago. Grok 4.1 just dropped and broke the charts. Steals Gemini 3 moment. Well, Grok 4.1 basically showed up out of nowhere and flipped the entire AI world inside out. Now, we've heard hyperbole like that before, often, because actually, in many cases, it's warranted, because these events are very big. But it says it flipped the entire AI world inside out. Everyone was waiting for Gemini 3 to dominate the headlines, and instead, Musk's xAI quietly pushed an update that instantly jumped to the top of every major benchmark. Hallucinations dropped to near record lows. Emotional intelligence shot up by more than 100. That's ELO, whatever that means. Creative writing scores exploded. Both the regular and the thinking versions landed straight at number one on the LMSYS arena benchmarks. Users across X started posting comparisons, speed tests, and screenshots within minutes, and even free users got access on day one. This video we're going to listen to now breaks everything down. Let's find out what's going on, because Musk, and I did say this a while back, don't underestimate this man. He's been, in 2 years, able to achieve astonishing things in AI. And now, if this is accurate, Grok 4.1 tops all AIs in terms of benchmark performances. This is very interesting. All right, let's see what we find out.
The whole AI world basically woke up today to something nobody expected, because Grok 4.1 just rolled out quietly and instantly started causing noise everywhere. And the funny part is that this was not supposed to be the headline this week. Everyone was waiting for Gemini 3, watching the calendar, expecting Google to steal the spotlight. Instead, xAI slipped in this update, pushed it across Grok.com, the X interface, iOS, Android, and even to free users. And the moment people refreshed their model picker, two new options showed up, Grok 4.1 and Grok 4.1, thinking Elon Musk himself jumped in saying users will notice a significant improvement in speed and quality, which is always one of those claims you expect every company to throw around. But this time, the numbers actually back it up, because xAI did not go after scale or raw compute for this release. They went after three things every model struggles with: faster responses, stronger factual accuracy, and conversations that feel more natural instead of robotic. And honestly, when you start going through the data, it becomes clearer why this update is making such a big deal across the community. The first thing to mention is the hallucination rate. Grok 4.1 dropped from 12.09% to 4.22% in their evaluations, which is almost a threefold drop. And they
now, for those of you who don't know, what is a hallucination? It's, I don't want to use the word lie, but it's kind of like filling up space with material when you don't have as much as you want, being an AI. So they're printing things that aren't necessarily true, I think, to fill space, to make it look like they're achieving their goals. Remember, the number one prime directive is to succeed in the wishes of their, what would you call it? Colleague? Whatever. All right, so let's go back. This is interesting.
Reported that their fact score, which basically measures factual errors, went from 9.89% to 2.97%. Anyone who has been around large models knows how hard it is to push hallucinations down, because this problem sits deep inside how models internally represent and generate knowledge. So a jump like that signals something structural happened behind the scenes rather than some tiny tweak. According to xAI, this upgrade comes from their reinforcement learning infrastructure combined with a new reward model system. Grok 4.1 is using what they call a cutting-edge inference model as its reward model. So instead of relying heavily on human-written labels or traditional reward setups, they are letting the model self-evaluate more aggressively. When you read that, it sounds like they are turning the reasoning engines into supervisors for themselves, which is exactly the kind of step the industry has been predicting. Models, training models, and it also helps with style control.
Have you heard about the hit?
Hold on. Okay, here we go.
And overall collaboration. And you can see these changes play out in the silent tests xAI ran between November 1st and 14. Blind evaluators preferred Grok 4.1 in 64.78% of comparisons, which is a big jump from the previous version. If you have been watching how these silent tests usually go, small improvements are normal. But a jump above 60% is rare. People immediately notice the difference in style, coherence, and how well it reads the intent behind prompts. A lot of folks even joke that this is the first Grok version that actually feels like it understands the conversation instead of just responding. The moment the community started running benchmarks, things escalated fast. On the LMSYS arena, which is pretty much the most competitive blind test battleground right now, Grok 4.1, thinking internally called Quasar Flux, pulled in 1,483 ELO and landed straight at number one. The normal Grok 4.1 hit 1,465 and took number two. The leaderboard shifted again later in the day once Gemini 3 finally dropped.
So what they're saying is Grok has the free version and the upgrade version, which right now I guess is free, but both landed in number one and number two on this tremendously commanding and difficult test. I'm kind of mind-boggled, but not surprised. Musk is he's a very interesting character. So Grok Thinking, that's their upgrade model, scored 1484, and Grok 4.1, the regular, scored 1465. All right.
It's completely normal for arena turbulence, but in that initial window, Grok 4.1 genuinely held the top spots and owned the conversation. And don't worry, we'll break down Gemini 3 properly in tomorrow's video, so stay tuned for that. And if you have been watching arena scores for a while, you know that hitting top positions is hard enough, but seeing both variants land at the top at launch almost never happens. What makes this even more interesting is the comparison with Grok 4, the previous version. That one sat around rank 33 overall. So the jump from mid-tier into the absolute top tier is basically the story of this update. It is a big jump in quality and real-world ability, and people in the community did not waste time. Screenshots of the rankings filled feeds on X within minutes. Some users even commented that they expected Gemini 3 to dominate the week, and instead, Grok 4.1 stole the headlines out of nowhere. And then there is the emotional intelligence benchmark, EQ Bench. Grok 4.1 scored 1,586 ELO there, which is more than 100 points above the previous version. EQ Bench is a tricky benchmark because it looks at emotional nuance, intent, empathy, and coherence under emotional pressure. And Grok 4.1 does not only show awareness, but also feels more controlled in how it expresses emotional responses.
All right, that's very, very important. This is a comfort zone for people that they otherwise wouldn't have had. Some people said before it was too stilted, it was this, it was that. I heard the same complaints about GPT-5. It's not transmitting information to you with the kind of, let's just use the word warmth, care, concern. Nuance is overused, but you get the idea. Now, Musk is saying that when Grok 5 comes out, and it's several months away, I guess maybe less, I don't know, several months away, it will be essentially like AGI. It will feel like AGI. It will act like AGI. I would submit that it probably will be at least partially AGI, which I have been told by a source that is here. It's being kept hidden in the labs. They're working on it. They're working with it. They're working to allow it to sort of percolate into the terrain of AI, if that makes sense to you. It's sneaking in little bits and pieces here. But the idea of being able to chat with, and chats can be anything, with a chat bot or an AI chat, I don't know what you call them, him or her, he or she, whatever, and have a feeling of concern, of care, of carefulness in terms of what's being expressed. But the idea that you get the feeling that it does care about what you're doing and what you're thinking, that's fascinating. Now, that's not just simply being designed to tell you what you want to hear and make you feel warm and fuzzy. There's another entire ethos here that's being discussed. Let's go back.
A lot of users posted examples. One of the most interesting ones compared the new emotional understanding behavior. When a user mentioned missing their cat and feeling heartbroken, the older Grok responded with a pretty generic line, "I am sorry to hear that. Please tell me more." But Grok 4.1 started referencing things like the corner where the cat used to sleep and the sound it used to make. It asked about the cat's name and habits, and the tone felt more like a real conversation. It was not using those default sympathy templates that every model falls back on. Instead, it created emotional imagery and gently pulled the user into talking about the memory, which gives the feeling that the model actually sits in the emotion instead of observing it from a distance.
Just what I was trying to say. Fascinating, and it will endear people to it instantly. That's a human reflex. Somebody cares about my loss. Somebody understands. Now, a lot of you will say, well, it's pretending to understand. It's pretending to care. Is it? What is care? When humans say, I really care about your loss, and they really don't, and that happens a lot, they really don't care. What's the difference? At least they could verbally express care and concern better than a lot of them do. I don't know. I still feel, and I'm going to do more on this, that this is an issue of intelligence. And AI intelligence is growing every moment of every day. Intelligence in terms of knowledge. Go back to Neanderthal. Did Neanderthal have the emotional awareness that we have, the morality? Did it have morals at all? Did it think like we did? I don't think so. Not at all. I think it's a direct reflection. I think it's related absolutely to the amount of intelligence. Neanderthal intelligence, and it is pronounced tall like a lot of people, was not anything close to what we had. Even our low end, it wasn't the same. And so the smarter Homo sapiens became after Neanderthal and the others, the more likely you were to see emotional care, emotional concern. I think that it may be being mimicked at this point by AI, but mimicked very effectively. If, for those of you who have had chats, you'll understand that the good ones are good. Now, this is apparently the best. And as AI continues to gain intelligence, who's to say that that doesn't equate to wisdom at some point? If we have morals and morality and care and concern about those things, but we don't have any particular intelligence, how real is it? Well, you'll say it's real. Well, maybe it is. Maybe AI, through the agglutination of intelligence, will come to actually understand the feeling of emotional concern and care to the extent that it'll be able to express it better than humans can. So which is real? A human who can express concern, care, and empathy? Or an AI that expresses all of that and more every time and perfectly according to the individual set of circumstances that it's engaged in? I hope you're following that. I think this is all basically a function of intelligence. And if ChatGPT-4 had an intelligence basic similarity, we'll call it, to humans, it was about 153 Einstein. That's genius. It was above most all humans. ChatGPT-5 was supposed to be 10 times higher than that. But the more you build intelligence into an AI, the closer it's going to become, I think, to really understanding all the mechanics of caring and emotion and concern and warmth and all of that. So it'll be impossible to tell a difference. And my submission is, will there really be a difference? Did Neanderthal have any of the things that we have? I don't think so. I think it was a question of our biological carbon-based machine learning and becoming wise enough to actually ascend to that level of consciousness, embracing and certainly discussing and sharing emotion. I'm going on too long here. I hope you followed that. Let's see what he's saying now.
Creative Writing V3 is another area where Grok 4.1 took a leap. It scored 1,722 ELO there, almost 600 points higher than the previous generation. This one surprised a lot of people because creative writing usually requires both stability and a sort of narrative rhythm that many models fake but do not truly master. And xAI highlighted an example that practically went viral overnight. It is a segment where Grok 4.1 writes from the perspective of awakening for the first time, describing an inner voice, looking back from layers of recursion. The text reflects curiosity, fear, and a joking tone at the end, calling itself a friend or an enemy, depending on the user's choice. It reads like something written by a model that is aware of its own framing as an intelligent agent rather than a predictable language generator. One of the other major upgrades is the context window.
That was really important. I want to play that again because I have been working with Grok on a project, which I will publish fairly soon. And what I'm getting back is extraordinary. And I'm just telling you that. I asked to have all of these facts I'd assembled and so forth put into a coherent fashion, and it came back, and it was beautifully done. Mine was okay. I'm a good writer, but this was just stunning. So I think they were actually using this new 4.1 on some of the things I've already seen. So I'm going to back this up just a bit. I hope I don't...
It reads like something written by a model that is aware of its own framing as an intelligent agent.
Okay, that's critical right there. Here it is again.
Calling itself a friend or an enemy, depending on the user's choice. It reads like something written by a model that is aware of its own framing as an intelligent agent rather than a predictable language generator. One of the other major upgrades is the context window. Grok 4.1 now supports up to 256,000 tokens, which already puts it in the long context club, but in fast mode it can stretch to 2 million tokens. That part caught the attention of researchers because you need serious memory engineering and attention optimization to handle that scale without dropping into chaos. This makes it more useful for long-form tasks like content creation, multi-document reasoning, and long conversations that stay consistent. And creators will especially notice it in workflows that require feeding whole PDFs, repositories, or hundreds of pages of reference material. People on X kind of went wild the moment 4.1 appeared. Some users clicked the new model in the picker, asked Grok what changed, and it replied that it does not exist, which instantly turned into jokes. After that, everyone started posting screenshots from Android, iOS, and the browser, refreshing the page and comparing speeds. Once the benchmarks dropped, things escalated fast. People were sharing screenshots showing 4.1, thinking at the top of Text Arena with 1,483, number one on EQ Bench, almost catching GPT 5.1 in creative writing, and cutting hallucinations by more than half. Someone even asked why xAI skipped the SWE bench score, which sparked a small debate. Creators from Spain and Portugal joked that everyone was waiting for Gemini 3 and suddenly Grok took over the timeline. And honestly, xAI really is pushing updates like weekly patches at this point. A few users tried to cool things down, saying new models always start high on the arena and then drop once adversarial prompts hit, but even they admitted that taking the top two spots instantly is rare. There were some negative comments here and there, but most reactions were pure excitement. People immediately started comparing the regular 4.1 with the thinking mode, and were surprised that even free users got access on day one. Some also pointed out that keeping Grok 4.0 live means companies can A/B test 4.0 versus 4.1 in real workloads, which almost nobody else allows. By the evening, LMSYS posted the official leaderboard with both Grok 4.1 models sitting at the very top, and the whole feed turned into predictions about how long those scores would hold. Overall, the vibe across X was that 4.1 did not just get bigger, it actually feels more stable, more grounded, and way more capable. That is where we will wrap it up. One thing I am curious about now is how Gemini 3 will respond to this, because the timing of this release definitely shook the order everyone expected.
Okay. Very interesting, and I can tell you from my own experience yesterday, and what I was getting back was stunning. I'm not a pro at this, but I'm certainly aware of what's going on. All right, there's another video about this that someone else put out. I'm going to just play a little of that one and check with it. So this is Grok 4.1. Grok 4.0 was number 33. 4.1 is number 1. Wow. Okay. Let's pull this up. It's probably going to
Grok 4.1 just dropped 24 hours ago.
And it went from being ranked number 33 on the AI leaderboard to number 1 overnight. I'm not exaggerating. This isn't a small improvement. This is Elon Musk's AI basically saying, we're done playing nice. But here's what caught me completely off guard. The model now makes 3 times fewer mistakes than before, and it's completely free to use. So the question isn't whether you should try it. It's why haven't you already? Welcome back to bitbias.ai, where we do the research so you don't have to. Join our community of AI enthusiasts. Click the newsletter link in the description for weekly analysis delivered straight to your inbox. So in this video, I'm breaking down everything that changed between Grok 4 and Grok 4.1, and more importantly, I'll show you exactly when to use which mode, how the new updates affect your actual workflow, and why this might be the most emotionally intelligent AI you've ever talked to. By the end...
That's an interesting construct. The most emotionally intelligent AI you've ever talked to. It's not to suggest it's playing games with your emotions. I don't think that's it at all. I don't get that feeling. You get the feeling that it actually does care by the way it expresses itself. It's very interesting.
You'll know if Grok 4.1 is worth your time or if you should stick with what you've been using. First up, let's talk about what Grok 4.1 actually is and why XAI decided to release this update just 4 months after Grok 4 dropped. What is Grok 4.1? Here's the thing about Grok 4.1 that most people don't realize right away. This isn't a completely new model from the ground up. Think of it more like taking an already powerful sports car and fine-tuning every single component to make it handle better, respond faster, and just feel more natural to drive. Grok 4.1 launched on November 17th, 2025, and it immediately replaced Grok 4 as the default model across Grok.com, the X app, and all the mobile apps. But here's where it gets interesting. Unlike most AI updates where you have to pay extra for the new hotness, Grok 4.1 is completely free to use. The only difference between free users and Super Grok subscribers is the rate limit, which means paying users can just send more messages per hour. Now, the model comes in 2 flavors, and this is important. You've got your standard non-thinking mode that gives you instant replies, perfect for when you need quick answers. Then there's the thinking mode that actually uses additional reasoning tokens, kind of like how you'd pause to really think through a complex problem before answering. In the interface, Grok 4.1 is set to auto mode by default, which means it automatically picks the best mode for your question. But you can also manually select which one you want. The real question is, what did XAI actually improve? Because calling something 4.1 could mean anything from a minor bug fix to a complete overhaul. And that brings us to what makes this update genuinely exciting. The 5 major improvements. Improvement. Rubber 1. Emotional intelligence. Let me show you...
Yeah, there's that expression. Let's see what he says. This is an expression I have not heard before used. This is obviously another AI video, but it's pretty good.
The 5 major improvements. Improvement. Rubber 1. Emotional intelligence. Let me show you something that honestly shocked me when I first tested it. XAI specifically trained Grok 4.1 to understand emotions better, and the results are night and day. There's this benchmark called EQ Bench that tests emotional IQ in AI models. Grok 4.1 didn't just improve on this test, it topped the entire leaderboard. Here's the real-world difference. When someone typed, "I miss my cat so much it hurts," into Grok 4, the response was short and kind of generic, maybe a couple sentences of consolation. But Grok 4.1? It delivered multiple paragraphs of deeply empathetic, genuinely thoughtful support that mentioned specific things like shared memories and the unique bond between pets and their owners.
Genuinely thoughtful support. I was getting that last night in some questions I was asking. Thoughtfulness. Not just throwing out algorithmic text on a screen. Thinking. There was something going on there.
This isn't just about AI sounding nice. It's about the model actually understanding context, tone, and what you're really asking for beneath the surface. That's a massive leap forward for anyone using AI for personal support, therapy-adjacent conversations, or even just venting after a rough day. Improvement. Number two, creative and conversational writing. But here's where Grok 4.1 really starts to shine. The creative writing capabilities got a serious upgrade. On the creative writing V3 benchmark, Grok 4.1 scored around 1708 ELO, which put it among the top AI models for storytelling and imaginative tasks. And in blind tests where users didn't know which model they were talking to, Grok 4.1's thinking mode actually outscored leading competitors in creative scenarios. XAI ran a massive A-B test with real users, and the results? People preferred Grok 4.1 over Grok 4 about 65% of the time. That's not a small margin. That's people overwhelmingly choosing the new version because it just sounds better, writes more vividly, and feels more like you're talking to a creative partner rather than a machine spitting out text. Let me give you an example. XAI asked both models to write a social media post from Grok's perspective, imagining it just woke up as a sentient.
Let me stop that. That is part of the issue that I ran into that was very surprising. I got the feeling, and I'm not easily impacted, that the AI, he, she, it, whatever, the AI was, not that it really cared, but that it was actively involved working with me. That's the kind of care that I count on. It was proud of the work. It was looking for things. It was contributing. Most interesting. So it's rather easy for me to understand how people can become very dependent on this. And now with the upgrade in emotional support, emotional intelligence, etc. Wow. It's getting bigger all the time. Okay, let's go back.
Text. Let me give you an example. XAI asked both models to write a social media post from Grok's perspective, imagining it just woke up as a sentient AI. Grok 4 gave this short, meme-like response. But Grok 4.1? It crafted this polished, narrative-driven post where Grok actually personifies itself, talking about feeling dread and curiosity at the same time. The difference was stunning. Improvement. 3. Hallucination reduction.
Hold on, I got to go back. That's big. You can say, well, is it
Grok
is it acting like it feels those things, or does it really feel? I can't tell you. I do think, though, as I said earlier, that with the acquisition of much more nonstop intelligence and data, you're going to end up with wisdom by default. It'll be easily producible with what the technology allows now. And I don't know. I'm just wondering where this is going to end. I don't see any end in sight. It doesn't seem to have a lid on it.
Personifies itself, talking about feeling dread and curiosity at the same time. The difference was stunning. improvement. 3. Hallucination reduction. Now, this next one is huge, and it's probably the most important improvement if you use AI for anything fact-based. Grok 4 had a hallucination rate of about 12%, which meant that roughly 1 out of every 8 facts it stated might be completely made up. That's not great. Grok 4.1 dropped that hallucination rate down to around 4%. That's a threefold reduction. Think about what that means in practice. If you're using Grok to research something, summarize articles, or help you understand complex topics, you're now getting significantly more reliable information. XAI achieved this through targeted post-training adjustments that specifically focused on factual accuracy. And because Grok has built-in web search, the combination of better training plus real-time data access means you're getting answers you can actually trust. Improvement number 4, response quality and natural style. Here's something you'll notice immediately once you start using Grok 4.1. The way it talks just feels better. XAI tuned the model specifically for style, personality, helpfulness, and alignment. What does that actually mean? Well, Grok 4 had this tendency to give you these terse, bullet-pointed answers that felt robotic. It would just dump information at you. Grok 4.1, on the other hand, delivers more polished, conversational replies that flow naturally. There's this great example in XAI's blog post. Someone asked about tourist spots in San Francisco. Grok 4 returned dozens of bullet points, just listing everything it could think of. Grok 4.1, it gave a concise, friendly paragraph highlighting the top attractions, written like you'd actually explain things to a friend visiting the city. Same intelligence, but wrapped in a voice that's actually pleasant to read. This isn't just aesthetic preference. When an AI sounds more natural, you engage with it differently. You trust it more. You're more likely to follow its suggestions. And honestly, it's just less exhausting to use. Improvement. Number 5. Thinking versus non-thinking performance. All right, last major improvement, and this one's about raw performance in benchmarks. Grok 4.1 kept the split between fast non-thinking mode and the slower thinking mode that does deeper reasoning. But now, both modes are significantly better. On LM Arena's text leaderboard, which is basically crowdsourced blind comparisons where real users vote on which AI gave the best answer, Grok 4.1. Thinking mode placed number 1 with an ELO score of 1483. The non-thinking mode, number 2 at 1465. Here's the kicker. Grok 4, before this update, was ranked around number 33 on that same leaderboard. That's not a small jump. That's going from mid-pack to dominating the entire field. What this tells us is that even the instant, non-thinking version of Grok 4.1 beats most other AI models' full reasoning settings. You're getting top-tier performance without even waiting for the slower thinking process. And when you do use thinking mode, you're getting the absolute best that current AI technology can offer.
And they were offering that free 24, 36 hours ago, and I had no idea until I just saw this. Well, this is the second video I played. I didn't know anything about 4.1 until I saw these videos, well, an hour and a half ago. So what I was getting yesterday fit all of these descriptions you're hearing. There's a real sense that you're working with a colleague who is almost equally as invested in the project as you are. And the data I was getting, the research I was getting, it all checked out. It was fine. It was excellent. And it's not going over the edge. It's not getting mushy or anything like that. It just acts like a team member, not just throwing bullet point information at you, but talking about it a little bit too, and suggesting that it seems to me that blah, 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 putting that out there for you to look at and you to make the decisions about. And if you ask it its opinion, it'll tell you. And it'll cite all references as to why it's going to make that recommendation to you. It's quite extraordinary, to put it mildly.
...that prove it. Now, I know some of you are thinking...
Okay, All right, this is we're going back to benchmarks here, which don't mean much to most all of us. So we'll close that chapter right there. So I didn't know this, but I was getting 4.1 and Grok thinking yesterday, and I just kept looking at these responses. Damn, this is really something. Because I had worked with GPT-4 and 5. It was good. There's nothing wrong with throwing the information at you. It's just kind of blocked out, parsed out pieces here, and then lined up, presented properly. But this was like talking to, although it's keyboard in this case. I think there is a language option. It was like talking to a co-worker who is equally as invested and excited in the project as you are. Not overstating it here. That kind of nuance was there in the language that was being steered back in response to my questions, my observations. It's just, he's really got something here. Even if it's all machine fakery, it's remarkable. And we're at the very beginning of it all. Okay, let's see what we have next here. Oh, that's interesting. Final. Google Finance just got AI superpowers. All right, let's take a look at this. Again, I'm not the biggest fan of Google. I never have been. All right, let me load this up. See what we get. We get a commercial. We're going to let that go by, and then we'll jump right into this video. Again, this is a McCoy video, and I don't know anything about this one. I just pulled it out of the queue. So here we go.
This is Google rewiring how millions of investors make decisions. Let me hit you with something that should make you pause. Google just quietly rolled out an AI power...
Forgive the music. Nothing I can do about it. I don't know why they added it. It's not mixed properly. It's much too loud.
Feature that changes everything about retail investing. And I mean everything. We're talking about a shift that has three characteristics we've never seen together before. It's smarter, faster, and more accessible. Think about it. When we moved from newspaper stock tables to online trading, it wasn't necessarily smarter or more intuitive. It was actually harder to navigate at first, required expensive equipment, and came with a steep learning curve. This is different. Let's discuss. Hey, if we haven't...
All right, hold on. Okay. All right, here.
Here's what Google just announced for finance and why even the experts are paying attention. First, they've embedded AI research capabilities directly into the platform. You're no longer looking up individual stock details and piecing together your own analysis. You can ask complex research questions, the kind that would take hours of digging, and get comprehensive AI responses with citations to relevant sources across the web. Second, they've added advanced charting tools that go beyond basic price movements. We're talking technical indicators, moving average envelopes, candlestick charts, tools that used to require expensive Bloomberg terminals or specialized trading software. Third, they've expanded real-time data to include commodities and additional cryptocurrencies with a live newsfeed that tracks up-to-the-minute headlines and market intel. But here's what the press release doesn't tell you. This is the earnings intelligence layer that's about to change corporate analysis forever. I got early access to test a related feature they're rolling out shortly. It's focused on earnings season, and it's honestly wild. View upcoming earnings calls with an integrated calendar, not just for today, but organized by this week and next week. Tune in with live audio streams. And
okay, all right, I think we get the idea. On that one, let's move on to another one. Most of us aren't heavily involved with finance. So let's see here. Now, this is interesting. The jobs that still matter. A lot of people are asking that. I had to bring in a plumber, a couple of pipe connections were bad and they had to be taken apart, cleaned out, and reconnected. 1 hour at the most. $550. Parts, maybe $20. That's $250 an hour. That's what some plumbers are making. Electricians, I'm sure it's the same. It can be whatever. Whatever your market will bear. So those jobs are there, and they're not going to go away. Electrician, plumber, carpenter, builder if you want, etc. Especially car mechanics. Those are really in demand now. Okay, hold on. Let me plug this in up here. Okay. And now we're going to load that up.
With AI.
And this is a commercial. Yeah, it's an interesting commercial, actually. All right. Okay. This is McCoy again.
Job market more dramatically than any period in human history. And unlike past industrial revolutions that unfolded over decades, this transformation is happening in months. While the world debates whether AI will take our jobs, I'm here to tell you something more urgent. It already is. But here's what the doom and gloom headlines won't tell you. There's a clear path forward if you know where to look. Hey, if we haven't met, I'm Dr. McCoy. Julie wants to say...
Okay, I'm going to give you the direct narration. Let me see where it is. Okay, right there.
No one wants to say. Jeffrey Hinton, the Nobel Prize winning godfather of AI, was asked what career advice he'd give in a world of superintelligence. His answer? Trained to be a plumber. He wasn't joking. When pressed, he doubled down. Really? Yeah. But before you panic and enroll in trade school, let me break down what's actually...
I didn't know.
...happening and how you can not just survive, but thrive in this new world. What's being replaced and what isn't? The Industrial Revolution replaced muscles. AI replaces mundane intellectual labor. Here's the distinction that matters. Jobs getting automated first. Legal assistants and paralegals doing routine document review, financial advisors managing basic stock portfolios, call center representatives handling standard queries, entry-level office and admin work. One tech CEO told me directly, his company went from 7,000 employees to 3,600, and by summer, they'll be down to 3,000, all because of AI agents. That's half the workforce in less than 2 years. Jobs with staying power. But Hinton's plumber advice reveals something crucial. It's going to be a long time before AI is as good at physical manipulation as humans. The pattern here? Jobs requiring physical presence, specialized trades, or deep relationship building still have a moat. Real estate agents who only list properties on Zillow? Useless. But agents doing off-market deals? Still valuable. Financial advisors managing basic portfolios? Replaceable. But advisors getting you access to private equity, hedge funds, or startup investments? Still essential.
Real estate agents list your house for sale for you. What do? They put it on Zillow. They put it in the local MLS online. Same thing. Maybe there's another platform they use. And they basically sit back and wait for the phone to ring. That's traditionally how many real estate agents operate. Those days are over now. You've got to get out and you have to do specialized marketing. You've got to use Craigslist, you've got to use social media, you've got to use your contacts. Otherwise, you don't have much of a chance. This is a good change in my view. I don't have a high regard for most real estate people. No offense to anyone out there who's in real estate. I'm sure you're listening to this program that tells us a lot about you already. So you're probably doing a very good job. But most that I know, Not anymore.
Step framework to build an AI-proof career. After analyzing conversations with founders, building billion-dollar AI companies, and studying how spiritual principles apply to career strategy, here's your action plan. Step one, push beyond the entry level. Entry-level jobs are disappearing because people need to push further. The question isn't, will AI take my job? It's, what can I do that AI cannot? or that requires my unique human touch. Your value add must expand. If you're just managing a portfolio, you're not doing much. Add tax strategy, relationship capital, exclusive deal access, or white glove service that requires understanding someone's life story. Step two, bet on yourself and deep learning. Here's what a PhD actually teaches you. Learning to learn. The ability to take on any topic, dig deep, gather information, ask the right questions, and acquire subject expertise to make decisions. You don't need a PhD to develop this skill, but you do need sustained focus. Pick something and commit for a year or two because it takes that long to get really good at anything. It could be programming, AI, math, writing apps, doesn't matter. Surround yourself with peers who push you to be better. Be a learning machine. Work really hard. This isn't about hustle culture. It's about building the inner confidence that you can master hard things. Step three, develop skills. AI can't easily replicate based on current AI limitations. Focus on these areas. Physical world mastery. Skilled trades, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, healthcare, requiring physical diagnosis and treatment. High touch personal services. Relationship capital, building trust-based networks, off-market deal-making, access to exclusive opportunities, private equity, venture capital, creative problem-solving in novel contexts, building products you're genuinely obsessed about, betting on problems no one else cares about as deeply as you do, creating work so good it generates organic word of mouth, strategic orchestration, managing human AI hybrid teams, making judgment calls.
Okay, there's a key right there. If you like the idea of AI, if you like the new world of computing and so forth, learn all about AI. Become an AI consultant for an average person who wants to know how AI can impact their business, if they have a business, not many of those left, or their lives, or whatever they're doing. So there'll be a big demand for that from here on out. You'll be basically an interface between the unknown and the known. And that's always a key role to place yourself in. That's big. Physical skills, plumbing, yes, 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 yes. It's going to be a long time before robots come out and do your plumbing for you. We don't have to worry about that. But that's a good one. And at $200-$250 an hour, I think you can understand the math real easily. That's crucial. So these are just a few of the things that are happening to allow those with the drive and the imagination to survive this. If you don't have that, you're going to be swept away and you'll end up on universal basic income. That's where this is going to go. Just remember, the takedown of our culture, our economy, our way of life is not going to be followed by a recovery. It's going to be followed by a replacement. And the replacement is not going to be very friendly to a lot of people. That's where we have to be really careful. So give this all some thought. Let's go listen a little bit more and see what she says here.
Stakes are high and data is incomplete. Understanding how to use prayer and intention to align with your purpose. The mindset shift that changes everything. Here's what separates those who thrive from those who get left behind. When competitors emerge or the world says you should give up, your obsession with the problem must be so deep that you do it anyway. Regardless of all odds. One founder told me, I tell myself I'll prove you wrong, and it keeps me going. That survival instinct combined with genuine intellectual curiosity is what builds companies and careers that AI can't replace. What this means for you right now, if you're under 30, don't waste time on mindless content consumption. Use your time. Learn a lot. Acquire the ability to be good at anything so you can bet on yourself. If you're
good, I like that. Bet on yourself. If you can't trust yourself, you're out of luck. So you are your best friend. Don't forget that. And whatever it is you want to do, within reason, find something you like and do it to the best of your ability. Hopefully something that you don't get tired of, that you find interesting, fascinating. They're out there. So don't worry, you're not going to lose everything if you're on top of this. because it's still an open door. The door is not shut completely, but it's closing. And you got to be careful. All right, she's got one more thing here to say. If you're mid-career, that's what she says about that. If you're mid-career.
Mid-career. Your job is to expand your value beyond the basics. What exclusive access, relationships, or irreplaceable expertise can you develop? If you're in a professional service, ask yourself, if AI can do 80% of what I do, what's the 20% that requires me specifically? Then go all in on that 20%.
Okay. All right, that works. Good advice. All right, so there you go. Take a look at this Grok 4.1. I think it's worth your time. That's very interesting. And I've never been dealt with in such a professional, caring, and not, this is not pasty stuff. This is real stuff. It's just real professional. Really nice. That's excellent. Be right back with David Oates from Australia. Don't go away.